You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning, or good afternoon. Welcome to our live feed update for August 23rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How are you doing, Puya?
I'm doing really well, Taryn. We had two eviction parties. We had changes. We've had flips. We've had my Xbox turning on for some reason. I don't know what's going on there. I will turn that off in a hot sec. But yeah, excited to talk about all the things pie and all.
Yes, yes, we are here on the later time for the Friday updates. It's noon Eastern, and I think some people may have forgotten. I apologize to those that did. I tweeted it out, though, that we will be live noon. That's going to be true for every Friday for the rest of the season so that we can stay up late and watch the Thursday night feeds. I am caffeinated today.
Oh, these reenactments about to be lit.
I pushed the update back to noon and I woke up early anyway. I didn't get sleep, so I caffeinated myself. And now we're here, guys.
We're ready to go.
That's life. All right. So we're going to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 65 in the house. Day 65. We had an eviction. But before that eviction, before it happened, we had a little bit of talk about the plans for the upcoming week, which was very interesting because it's been a very fluid week all week long. And we really don't know. We didn't know where things were going, where things were heading. And so we got a little bit of a sense of where things might have gone under different HOH circumstances. For instance, Christy talked with Tommy, and it was a very, very brief conversation. It was actually pretty funny because Tommy went to Christy. He was like, "Christy, I'm shaking. Please tell me you would never put me up on the block." And Christy's like, "Of course not. What are you? No, never. I would never do that. Tommy, what do you mean?" Actually, Tommy, I was going to ask you if there was any way that I could go to Nick and be like, knock, 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 Cliff comes in, interrupts. We didn't hear the rest of it.
Yeah, we'll never know. We'll never know what the fate was there because Cliff had to interrupt it.
Yeah. It seemed to me like she was implying that basically basically what I've been saying, but if Christy thinks about it for 2 seconds, it doesn't really make any sense for her to go after Nick in any way. So she's going to obviously talk to Tommy and be like, "Can I go to Nick and mend some fences, bury some hatchets? Let's not come after each other. There's a bigger threat over here. It's showmance. They're called Jolly, but they're not very jolly."
It's a great name for that couple. Yeah, and I gotta imagine that's exactly what it would have been. Chrissy will try and mend the fence of the implosion that was Taco Tuesday moving forward. because it kind of makes sense. With Tommy as the glue in the middle, there's no reason that shouldn't work.
There you go. So Tommy has a conversation with Nick as well, where he talks to Nick about how, well, first of all, Nick is like, I'm really going to win this one. My back's against the wall. I got to win. I'm going to win. And Tommy's like, no, I'm going to win this one. And me, I'm the one that, and he bangs on his microphone. And I really hate when they do. I'm the one. No, stop banging. That's where your microphone is. It's really loud to me. I'm the one that's going to win the HOH, and I'm going to put up Jackson and Holly for the house. I'm going to do what's best. It's going to be best for the house as a whole. We're going to put Jackson and Holly on the block. We're going to do it. But I'm going to win HOH.
So then the resolve there is Nick being like, oh, okay, so then here's what we'll do. Bro, I'll put 500,000. You put one on the tiebreaker, then you get it. All right, cool. The Nick, the man who's been talking about not throwing it, I'm going to go for it. The minute he gets this idea, he's like, you know what? I'll put 500,000. Easy money for you, Tommy. I got your back, bro.
Yes. Nick is like, look, I really want to win, but if you feel that strongly about it, if it comes down to the two of us, I'll write like 500,000 in the tiebreaker. You can write one and you'll win. And Tommy's like, okay, good. Tommy's ready to take that shot. Nicole and Cliff have a conversation, and Nicole lets Cliff know, because he asks her, who she would put up if she won. She says, I'm thinking Tommy and Christy. Those are the two. So we were right on that one as well. And she was thinking Tommy and Christy on the block, probably with Tommy as the target, given what they say later in the night. So Cliff says, it's fine with me. I'm good with that. But they also get interrupted. So that's a lot of the planning happening here that's heading into this week. Sans prankster. We were looking at a lot of people targeting Jackson and Holly. Nicole potentially targeting Tommy and or Christy. So Nick is also going to stir some stuff up here. Tommy and Holly were talking for a while about, like, when should we tell Sis that she's going home? They're like debating about it. Like, how do we tell her? When's the right time? We don't want to mess up her makeup, but we want to give her time by herself. And in the meantime, Nick is like, hey, Sis, it's not looking good.
Don't yet, bro. I don't know. I know he's chewing so loudly when he's telling her. It just sounds like he doesn't give a damn. He's like, yeah. So I was talking to Jackson, bro, and I'm like, come on, man. Yeah,
not enough sniffling either.
No, I refuse to reenact that. That is not happening. But yeah, so he tells her while she's applying makeup at the dining table, and this is where stuff starts to hit, and we get what probably was the most exciting part of the day total, around 2:20 Big Brother time.
Yes, Sis starts sobbing. She leaves the living room, or the dining room, kitchen, to the bedroom. Or at least that area. And she's crying, and she's mad at the world, mad at Nick, mad at Jackson, mad at Christy, mad at everybody. She's just mad. She's just mad and sad and effing mad. And whose I effing idea was it to effing put me on the block like this? I effing hate Jackson effing so effing much. And he's such an effing liar. He's such an effing lie effing er. She really likes to break up her words with an F-bomb.
Yeah, no, if there was any drinking game that any group of people had watching the season of any time on the feeds, Sis says the F-word, take a shot, you'd be gone. You'd not be here watching the live update this morning. It's a lot. Like, over, we're talking over 40 here. Like, yeah. So many. Yeah, just nonstop. F. Yeah, she's angry. She's mad at everyone, mad at the world, mad at the house, mad at individuals. Not taking any of the blame herself, not really seeing that she's done anything wrong, because I'm Sis and I was so nice and I was never going after him. I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do? My social game was so good. I didn't do anything to Jackson except want to put him on the block next week and blindside him. I didn't effing do anything to effing him right this in this effing moment. No. I did nothing effing wrong. This is not effing fair. Oh, F. And so this is blowing up, and so people are talking, and she's, again, like, everyone's blaming Nick. Like, Christy goes over, she's blaming Nick, and Nick is in the RV room, like, hearing everything that's happening. He's like, what did I do? Why am I always getting blamed for shit? What's happening here? And Jackson, you know, goes over, and he's like, look, you know, I'm sorry, I had to do what I had to do. And Sis is just like, you're an effing liar. I effing hate you. He's like, whoa, wow. You effing hate me. Look, I didn't lie. I never said, you told me I was an effing pawn. I never said that. No, you did. You did. No, I didn't. No, you effing did. I know those words never came out of my mouth. I'm not a liar. No, you are an effing liar. I effing hate you.
There were a couple of reasons why this scene was very entertaining to watch. So first, this is Christy and Sis. They moved into the bedrooms there, and Sis is doing the makeup on her bed. And I think, Taryn, you alluded to this on your Twitch stream. She's doing like the happy smile faces while doing the makeup.
She's taking a break in between all of this to be like, I effing hate him so much. Oh, I effing hate him.
Just recreating and messing up and then recreating again. A lot of fun to see. And then when Jackson comes into the room, we don't really see that until the camera zooms out and Jackson's just standing there looking at them. And Christy brings him in, and that's when Sis says, I don't effing care. I don't want to effing look at your face. You broke your promise to me. And then we talk about, did he say pawn? Did he not say pawn? And then when Jackson goes over to the room with Nick and he starts talking to Nick, she says, what did he say? He says something like, I thought, and then she's like, you thought what? Yeah. He was about to get up and go throw down. Nick was like, don't do it, bro. It's not worth it, bro. Just leave it. Leave it. And it actually calms him down, prevents him from doing that.
Yeah, so, he immediately after Sis says she effing hates him, he's like, she effing hates me. I'm dead to her. Like, he just throws in, I'm dead to her. Like, she never said that, but it's just part of it now. So that happens. She cries more to Christy and all of that stuff. They eventually, it was really funny to watch. We were watching on Twitch, and there was just a bunch of them, you know, like Tommy. And of course, Tommy is just sitting there like sad face, but not saying anything. And so it's just like Nick and Tommy and Christy and like a bunch of these just like hardcore players in the house, just like consoling, like they're just letting down the kind of just like head in her clouds player that wasn't really there. I was like, it's like a group of sharks, like just waiting for the minnow to pass.
This is how I feel like employees at IKEA feel when they're sending a product away for life and it's like the last day on the floor and they all stand around it, say some nice things. Yeah, the Ingvar chair. We had a lot of good memories with this chair. It's been in our life for about 2 years. It's time to hit the shelves and go away. That's how I felt this was going down. But I mean, they give her a send off. You know, I think my favorite meme of the season now is the sad Tommy reacts to things that people put together on Twitter. So those are really good to watch. Always a good time. Yeah. Who would have thought we'd get fire out of a Sis eviction? I would never imagine that coming home from.
That's best case scenario.
Yeah. I'll
take as far it. As I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So we get to the eviction. Sis is evicted. 5-1. She goes out to Julie, who says, so you were the pawn. Julie confirming Sis's argument there. I see you, Julie. It doesn't matter. So Sis is evicted. We get to the HOH. Oh, we pranked them. Wasn't really the bird calls. Gotcha. I actually thought that was funny, but I felt like it took away from the episode, to be honest.
Well, yeah, the fact that they had this planned meant they showed nothing of what kind of went down post Taco Tuesday, which still was a bunch of stuff, including stuff today. So that was unfortunate. It was kind of fun to have the wool pulled from underneath both viewers to a degree and the contestants. I'll take that. The seeing Nicole be terrified of birds again as the main storyline when I don't see all that much of it on feeds all the time. Pretty incredible as well how they're managing that.
Yes. And honestly, I'm kind of liking the rhythm they're getting into where basically the Thursday episode, they're showing mostly the drama that happens, and then Sunday they're filling in the strategy. I'm hoping that that's what we see this week as well. I feel like that's a much better formula than what they already had planned all along, which is, of course, that we're going to throw in twists and competitions and blah, blah, blah for the Sunday episode. Now, when you got strategies on the show in the Sunday episode, then I feel like maybe next season they can just do that. I don't know. So Holly is going to end up winning the HOH. Now, it turned out to be Perfect Shot, as we kind of speculated. And but it was a slightly different Perfect Shot.
Yeah.
It was more like older season, like shuffleboard, whatever it's called, that they used to do, where they got one shot as opposed to a bunch of shots. And so that's much more crapshoot than skill, as Perfect Shot might have been. And so we're going to get Holly as the HOH. And that's pretty big, because as we said, you know, there were a lot of people targeting Holly and Jackson once again, mm-hmm. but Holly's going to pull out another HOH, which means that's the second HOH for Holly. We have the first repeat HOH. It's also the third straight competition that Jackson and Holly have won collectively, which is another big deal in terms of their threat level. So Holly's our HOH.
Yeah. And she rolled a perfect shot. She rolled a 50. I mean, it did have a bounce. She got a bounce in there. But the fact that she went first and did that just meant everyone else was kind of whatever. I was like, outside of someone rolling a 50 here as well, we're not going to see anything change. The only caveat being that the bottom two scores were going to be pranked for the upcoming week. And then we had three people, because two people somehow out of 1 to 50 still managed to get the same points. So that was pretty interesting as well.
How much do we think they just wanted both Cliff and Nicole to be punished? And so they were like, well, they tied, so.
Technically. I mean, it would have not been good if they had to redo it. I think having a third person in on the gag is a win for them. And the fact that it was Nicole and Cliff, double win, I feel like.
Yes. So so Holly is our HOH. She pretty quickly is going to chat with Jackson and say that her idea for nominations are going to be Nick, obviously the target. And she's going to put Christy up right next to Nick as the pawn. She volunteered. That was part of her campaign. Hey, use me, put me up as a pawn, whatever. I just want to get through this week. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And so Holly's like, I'm going to cash in those chips.
Yeah, why not? This is the perfect opportunity for you to capitalize on a deal you made that kind of went against everything you thought for about a month. These guys are thinking about Christy needs to go. Jackson gets his shot. He puts Christy up. And even though Holly wanted Nick gone, Christy made sense. But then when they saved Christy, this was the only thing that Christy can give them in return. The other thing being, potentially, if she wins HOH, they're not going on the block. So that works out. Also, when Jackson tells Christy that she's safe earlier in the day, that's about 1:20 Big Brother time. She was in her towel in the storage room. So that was also fun for people who want to go check that out. That reveal was good.
Yes. So the plan is Christy and Nick on the block, Nick as the target. If Christy wins the veto, Jess goes up in her place, Nick goes home. If Nick wins the veto, Jess goes up in Nick's place, and Jess goes home, according to these initial plans. They would want Jess gone over Christy. They still feel good enough about Christy to feel that way as of right then. Cliff and Nicole are going to chat about how what they would love to see this week if they had their way. They want Tommy gone. Mm-hmm. It's happening. It is happening. This is the first time in the whole game that Tommy has really been a target for anyone, that like they actually want him to go home. He has lost enough of his shields that he is now exposed to the lights. His position has been deteriorating week after week. He's still in one of the best spots in the game, but there's a crack there, and Cliff and Nicole, they see the crack and they're like, oh, we've got a shot on this guy. Cliff very correctly points out, if they take Tommy out, that opens the game wide open, because then, he doesn't explain this, but I imagine this is what he's thinking, because with Tommy gone, Nick pulls over to them. Christy is out a little bit on her own, maybe working with Jackson and Holly, but so are Cliff and Nicole. And they would imagine that Cliff, that Jackson and Holly trust Cliff and Nicole more than they do Christy, which is definitely going to be the case later in the night. And so things look pretty good if they can get Tommy out.
Yeah. I mean, to put this in Harry Potter terms, if we look at Tommy as Voldemort for a hot second, The last couple of weeks, two Horcruxes, a.k.a. House Guests, a.k.a. his alliances, have gone. Sis is gone. Jack is gone. The Christie bit, they think they've neutralized. They think Christie's more on their side a little bit, which gives them more confidence to pull this off or go after Tommy. Because now Tommy doesn't have that squad that he was kind of holding so hard together for so long. And if they do take Tommy out, these are pieces that they can actively play with. Whereas we just talked about earlier on this episode where Tommy is kind of the glue that could bring Christy back in the fold, that could bring Nick together and like mend that fence and become a powerful three again. So this is a good move for them. I think this is the best move for them if they were able to do it.
Yes. And I don't think it's the end of the world if they don't make it happen either, because I don't think they or really anybody knows that Tommy would go straight after Jackson and Holly, which wouldn't be bad for them either. But it's better for them to have Christy in the game going after Jackson and Holly than Tommy in the game going after Jackson and Holly, because Nick is loyal to Tommy, not loyal to Christy. So that's what they would like to see happen, which is relevant because, of course, in the episode, we found out about Prank Week, which was part of the HOH switcheroo. And also this first twist of the week, there might be more, where we are voting for America's prankster. Now the vote has ended. There's no more opportunity to vote for this position. The basics are that you vote for one player. That player will essentially be the co-HOH, but anonymously. And they did not explain how it works exactly, whether the HOH attempts to nominate two people, but gives a priority on one of them, maybe, and then the prankster gets to replace the not priority one before the nomination ceremony. They said it would happen at the nomination ceremony, so it's not like the Hacker Power where they take somebody down and replace them in its own ceremony. It has to be at the nomination ceremony, or at least it appears that way. So it would seem like either that, or perhaps the HOH will be told they can only make one nomination, and they'll call everybody in for America's Prankster and then give them the opportunity to nominate whoever they want. And then so the first one will be HOH's nomination. The second one will be Prankster nomination. That's less exciting, though. I feel like it's more exciting for the show if it's like, and now I've nominated this person, and then I've nominated and there's like a big prankster photo of the person, like with like a red marker on it or something. Like, wait a minute, that wasn't my nomination. But I don't know how they coordinate that necessarily.
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of a nice situation they have set up where everyone kind of knows that the first nom is going to be Nick. So maybe if they're trying to not like do the whole priority thing, they kind of know, okay, it's Nick. So easy money. I feel like how I would want it to be is Holly turns over the second key, and in the box, instead of her nom popping up, it's just the black figure, the hacker shows up, and the hacker, or like, you know, the prankster, and the prankster noms someone else. Like the reveal being right then and there with no one knowing and everyone being blindsided is kind of what I want, especially because based on the speculation they've done, they've all kind of touched on this a little bit where they think like the noms will be in effect anyway with this prank week and the prank power or whatever's going to happen. So I want it to be as much of a blindside as possible, and that'll be entertaining for all of us moving forward.
Yes. So it's hard to speculate about what may or may not happen, but I have to imagine that Cliff and Nicole are two of the most likely people to receive America's Prankster power. Across the internet, Nicole is leading most polls that I have seen, including my own that I put up last night, with just over 3,000 voters. Nicole got 46% of the vote. Cliff got 31%. There's the Joker's poll that has, I believe, Cliff in a slight lead. That's with about 1,900 voters. There's also BB Daily, which has about 5,000, which has Nicole in the lead. Most online polls have Nicole in the lead, which is a little surprising to me. I would have expected maybe something slightly different, but Nicole in lead online, will that will that persist in the TV only, not online people vote? And when, how much of a vote do they have? It's very difficult to know, because Nicole, in my view, hasn't been on the show all that much. Like, if I'm a TV only viewer and I'm watching Nicole on my screen, I'm probably thinking of Nicole as, oh yeah, the bird lady.
Yeah, that's her whole narrative is, I'm afraid of birds and I'm terrified of birds anytime they come on.
And didn't somebody bully her earlier or something? I think that happened.
I feel like that was a thing that happened. Yeah, and didn't her dad like her drawings? Yeah, that's all I have on Nicole if I'm just watching the show, which leads me to believe that I think Cliff, if the casuals can find their way onto the website and find the link and vote, I feel like Cliff would have an edge there. I know that on the podcast, they were talking about how, like, Nick's name is out there. Nick's in the mix. That certainly could have been the case. If that's the worst case scenario, I feel like it's kind of meh, because I feel like we already know where that would have gone. So I do think, in my opinion, it's Cliff or Nicole. And I think one of the main reasons why the online contingent has looked at Nicole is because Nicole hasn't won anything yet. I feel like there's an opportunity for Nicole to do something. And I kind of would like to see the argument put out there that, hey, technically, we had a new co-HOH. That's half an HOH. So it's 8.5 HOHs in 9 weeks in a row. So it's a new HOH almost every week, technically. So I would be voting Nicole for that reason. But the votes are close and I didn't vote. So I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, my preference was Nicole because of the fact that she hasn't had any power, and yeah, I want to see what she does with it. I feel like Cliff has played a better game than Nicole, and Cliff having the power, it has more potential to screw him up than it does to benefit him in any way. And so almost for that reason, I'd rather Nicole have it to screw it up, because look, she's got to prove herself in the game.
And
so, prove yourself or screw it up. Either way, you know, that's the game. Whereas I feel like Cliff has been doing a pretty decent job, and I wouldn't want him to get screwed over by a twist in that way. And also, I think part of maybe the vote here for Nicole is that earlier in the day, she said, if I win, I'm putting up Christy and Tommy.
Yeah, that's
and true. And I think people want Christy and or Tommy to be put on the block. Nicole is interesting, though, if she gets it, in that she would not put Nick on the block, in Nick or Jess on the block, most probably, which are two of the people that Holly and Jackson want to see on the block. So that could be interesting, and we'll talk more about why that's even more interesting later in the night. So there is a punishment, and the punishment involves pies.
Not shocked.
Yeah. I'm not really a pie expert, Puya, but they have like pie crusts. And then they put just a bunch of like whipped cream on them, right?
Yeah, that's all it is. There's no filling. There's nothing. When they have to make the pies, they just have to slap some whipped cream onto the pie crust pan. That's it. That's what they're doing.
Nobody actually eats pies like that, though, right?
No, I feel like maybe, you know, high college students would consider that a pie, but everywhere else, that's not a pie. I don't think anyone's. I mean, I feel like I've seen people eat whipped cream out of a can, so that's certainly possible. Mm. It's not that far off.
Who came up with this idea that you pie people in the face with pies that nobody actually eats?
I don't know.
Did people used to eat pies like this?
Maybe. But then why is it it's never a punishment if you can eat the pie afterwards. You gotta it's gotta not benefit you in any way. You're not, you know, it's like if someone's throwing a hamburger at me, yay, I get hamburger. I'll take it. But if they're throwing a bun slap with ketchup, I don't want that. It's nasty. Don't throw it at me. So I feel like that might be where that goes. But I'm also not really a pie expert. I've only ever had pie once, and that was this last Thanksgiving. So what do I know?
Yeah.
No.
This is turning into an American Ninja Warrior podcast because I'm Googling something. But pieing has its origins in the pie in the face gag from slapstick comedy, but it doesn't say why.
Right.
Why a pie, and why not a pie that you would actually eat? Because that's like taking a watermelon and eating cold watermelon, but it's not actually watermelon, and being like, yeah, I'm watermeloning.
I don't. But also, why is it funny when someone smashes a watermelon open with a mallet? You know, it's like,
Right. It would be like smashing a watermelon open with a mallet, but it's not a real watermelon that anybody would eat. It's like a fake watermelon. It's like smashing fake watermelons.
Well, then now it's a punishment because it's still a treat. It's like a drive-by treat. If you get a little bit of watermelon, you're like, delicious. I'll take that. If you get like a nice cherry pie, apple pie, whatever on you, you're like, okay, at least I can eat the remainder that remains on me. That's cool. But if it's just whipped cream, it's like, this is just sticky and nasty. I don't want any part of this. Get it off of me. You got to feel the punishment. You got to feel the heat.
I want to see them smashing apple pies. Real. They're not hot, but warm.
Oh, okay.
Like they wish they could eat it, but instead it's in their face. That's what I want. But that's not what they have. They have whipped cream on pie crusts, and they have to pie themselves in the face. They have to pie each other in the face. And then late in the night, they have to pie sleeping Tommy, Nick, and Christy in the face.
Yes. Yes. So already they're making their money's worth out of this pie segment. It's going to be a whole thing. You know it's coming. But by far the best part was Nicole slapping a pie into Nick's sleep face, and then Nick waking up with like groggy eyes, walking into the bathroom all angry to wipe it off. It was pretty fun. I was actually really okay with that. Also, actually, you know what? Watching them have to slap each other in the face with pies, the fact that there were three of them really works out here because they kind of had like this standoff situation where everyone's standing there facing each other, holding a pie. And they're like, okay, who's going to go first? Who's going to go first? And they had to do it twice in a row. And by the second time, they were just letting each other have it.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Cliff pointed out it's like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. It's pretty fun. The worst part of the pieing in the face is the massive mess it makes. It gets everywhere and it smells bad and they have to clean it. And so, that's going to be very tiring for them, I think, moving forward.
Yeah. I feel like an adjacent part of the punishment and the prank is that the ants are going to have a field day with this. Watch.
Like, yeah.
This is going to be a hot mess and ants are going to be all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Then we get to some more strategy talk. So Holly is going to let Christy know what she's thinking. And part of me thought, like, because Holly was not really planning on talking to Christy until later in the next day. And I thought maybe if she doesn't talk to Christy in time, she might never talk to Christy about being a pawn. And then she might learn that she only gets one nomination and she might never have to reveal to Christy that she would use her as a pawn. But no, not the case. She ends up telling Christy late in the night. And the way she said it too was, I do not like the approach she used here, because when she was talking to Jackson, she was like, hey, Christy volunteered, you know, we're cashing in. This is it. She goes to Christy. She's like, and they've been like chatting and super friendly and like, hey, we're friends. We're best friends now. And you'd never put me on the block. Right. And so they get down to business. I'm like, well, okay, so what are your thoughts? And Holly's like, so what I'm thinking is maybe using maybe you as a pawn, which really opens the door. It's like a question and it opens the door for Christy to be like, Oh, no, really?
Now, already?
What? Come on. And Holly's like, I mean, you did say you would. And Chris is like, I guess I did. I just didn't expect it to be so soon. It's, I get it. But, you know, you did say that you would. Yeah, I did say that I would. It's just so soon. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if I, you know, this, I mean, I get it, but do you really want to do that?
The fact that she came into this with no confidence and off of a very, like, heartfelt, like, I'm just vibing with you, talking about your life and your family and your dog and all that, to this, and not having any confidence to withstand, it reminds me of when you owe someone money. So if you, or someone owes you money, you're like, hey, Taryn, so that $10 I gave you, I'm going to need it today. Sorry, but, like, something came up and I need it now. You're like, okay. Like, yeah, you asked me, all right, respect, like, no problem. But if I'm like, so, Taryn, that $10, is there any chance, and if it's not, it's cool, like, you know, whatever, but, like, can I get it today? Like, if I make it seem like you have room to push back.
Yeah, I'm not sure I have it right now, Pooya.
Oh, really? But, like, you know, we kind of talked about it and you said you'd give it to me by the end of August. I'm like, we're coming up with August.
Yeah, so, I hear you. But I just didn't expect you, like, are you really going to push me this soon for your $10? I mean, is that what you're doing?
I guess so. I mean, we talked about it. Like, that's how it was.
Yeah.
It was like, you should have just stood your ground and be like, hey, a deal's a deal. Like, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm so glad you were here to share this moment with me and my letter and my beet snacks, which we'll talk about. But it's your, you have to go up, you have to pay the share of what you just did. Is that cool? Cool. We're cool. That's not how it goes down, though.
Yeah, so she goes on to explain that Nick would be the target, and Christy is like, okay, like, as long as, like, are you going to tell people Nick's your target? And Christy's like, Holly's like, I don't know if I need to tell people that he's, she's like, I just don't want people to maybe think that maybe I, that he's not the target. And Holly's like, I don't think people would think that. And she's like, yeah, okay. It's not a great conversation. And for as much as I don't like how Holly approached this situation, I also don't love how Christy approached this situation, because you can tell, right? Christy feels that she got one over on Holly and Jackson. Christy is riding very high after the eviction. After Sis leaves, she's like, I am a god.
Yeah.
I just pulled this off and nobody can touch me. I am on top of the world. Holly won, whatever. I've got her in the back of my pocket. I can do anything in this game. And then Holly is like, so I'm thinking about maybe putting you on the block. And she's like, wait a minute. No, I am the mastermind here. I've done this. You don't talk to me like that. She is too confident, too high on her own supply here of the universe. And Holly recognizes that. Like, Holly's image of Christy, the one that Christy sold to Holly, was, please, I'll do anything. Just one more week, please. Just one more week. And then, so it's like, okay, one more week. Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for that one week. Wait a minute. No. Don't put me on the block. Just one more week, please. Just one more week. It's not working. Christy doesn't handle this particularly well. And Holly comes away from this conversation like, this woman, she's gonna act like she is in charge of this week after we just saved her. You know what she said to me, Jackson? She said, thank you for your vote. For my vote? My vote? We hustled. We finessed that subtly. We kept her in the game. My vote.
It's a classic case of Christy being like, I didn't really need you. I kind of made it work myself. But Holly also being like, where's my credit? Where's my banners? Where's my thank you parade that you have to throw for me now for making this work for you? You got to be at my feet saying, thank you. Thank you for just making me the pawn. Like, I appreciate that so much. You did so much for me already. So they're both not getting what they want out of this. And it's not good for either of them. And especially with Christy, I feel like she just wanted a day to kind of like, you know, bask in the glory that was her accomplishment. And she got like 4 hours. So it wasn't enough. It was still like she was still coming off of that high. So all things considered, everything should have gone the way it should have gone. But I feel like all this did was kind of blur the lines with these two and their allegiance to one another moving forward.
Yes. So Holly, Jackson, Nicole, and Cliff all come together and chat. They let Nicole and Cliff know that Christy is going up on the block and that she's cashing in that that offer. And it's just more talk of working together to talk about how they hold the votes. They control the votes this week. They only need three, and that means Jackson, Nicole, and Cliff control the votes. That's Cliff's subtle way of being like, make sure that we're not on the block, because that way we control the votes no matter what. Because they were worried that this whole prankster nonsense would make Holly do something dumb, like put one of them on the block. So they're like, hey, just remember that we control the votes this week, us three. If we're voting, we control the votes. And so they talk about working together, moving forward, all that stuff. And everybody feels good about this conversation.
Yeah, and I think this alliance of four, or voting block of four, or final four of four, however you want to describe it, and they're going to describe it, looks like it's the solid thing right now moving forward. These four seem like they're going to be good with one another, at least for right now. I think they're all happy with their situation this week and the way they're going to be set up.
Yes. Then after Cliff and Nicole leave, that's when Holly gets into it with Jackson about Christy and how she said, thank you for my vote. Holly says that Christy was not on board with going up in the block, and Jackson immediately, the audacity. Of course. But they're still trying to convince themselves that they made the right move.
Right. Yeah.
They're like, but still, this would have been much harder if it was Sis in the house. Yeah, definitely would have been much harder. It would have been, there would have been people coming after us and, you know, other reasons, definitely other reasons too, that we didn't make a mistake.
And they got, I mean, when you're the HOH that got rid of Sis on your reign, when you had the person you've been targeting for a month, you got to work overtime to convince yourself that you made the right call. It's not lost on me that two seasons in a row now, the winner of the slip and slide has gone on to not do what we thought they should have done. So we'll see if this pays off for them. I hope it does, but we'll see.
I gotta say, Sis was an improvement over Scotty.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
we're making baby steps.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah. Yes. So Holly is now thinking, because of the way that Christy was acting, that she's saying it without saying it, they got duped. They got duped by Christy. And now, instead of, now she wants to put up Nick and Christy. Now, instead of, if Nick wins the veto, put Jess up, send Jess home, she's thinking, put Jess up, send Christy home.
Yeah. So she moved up one, maybe.
Yes. So now Christy is in some danger with Jackson and Holly. There's also a funny moment where Jackson just all of a sudden goes, oh my God, that creeped me out so much. I just saw someone in the mirror. And it really does, like he just can't get over it. He's like, she continues to try to talk strategy, and he's just, sorry, it's so weird. We have people living in our walls. And he just kept staring because he could keep seeing the person. He's just like, there's a person just standing there. It's weird.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to continue when now I feel, because they always know, right? They know people are there. But once you see them, it's like, well, now I feel like there's a third person in this room and I don't quite feel comfortable continuing until they're gone. And also, I was caught off guard. It's terrifying.
Yeah, you're just like chilling in your bedroom with your significant other, you know, chatting away. And then all of a sudden, there's just a person standing in your mirror just watching you. You're like,
the thing nightmares are made of.
That's Big Brother for you.
Yep.
So Jackson wonders, okay, because Holly is concerned. Holly's like, I already took a shot at Nick once. I can't keep shooting blanks at him. I don't want to miss my shot at Nick again if I can help it. So Jackson suggests, well, what if we backdoor Nick? What if we did that? Now, odds are still pretty likely that he plays in the veto because there's only 8 people.
Right.
But maybe he doesn't fight as hard. Maybe that's the case. Holly's like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. We put Jess and Christy up initially. It might make Nick not fight as hard. You know, the last time I put him on the block, he had a fire in him. He won that veto. He took himself down. I don't want that to happen again. Jackson says, look, there's a 60% chance he plays if you leave him off the block versus the 100% chance he plays if you put him on the block. And even if he does play when he's off the block, he might not play with the same intensity. So it's not a bad argument, but I don't think they're thinking about the ramifications of putting both Christy and Jess on the block and how that damages their relationship with those two people.
Yeah. And I like how initially the night begins with them being terrified of, oh my God, I won the prank week. Like, what's going to happen? It's going to ruin everything. Everything's looking sketchy. Like, they're terrified. And now they're thinking, you know what? Let's not do the regular normal thing that we were doing. Let's go wild and just like gamble and not, you know, Jackson loves a good gamble. Jackson's always talking about gambling. So Jackson doing this, I mean, mathematically, yes. Statistically, yes. 100% versus 60. Good call. Whatever. Cool. But at the same time, with 8, it's just too little like to know what's going to happen. And the social dynamics will come into harm here. And the fact that we know one nominee is out of her hands, regardless of how she puts them. Now it gets interesting because earlier I talk about, well, obviously her first pick would have been Nick. If that's not the case, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Also, for what it's worth, I do think his odds would be slightly less than 60% because of house guest choice chips.
Right.
And I don't think any of those, any of Holly, Christy, or Jess would choose Nick to play in the veto. So it is somewhat beneficial if the social dynamics aren't a part of it. So Holly's like, okay, so I'll put Christy and Jess on the block. They're actually like, you know what? Maybe let's do this. I'll talk to Christy and Jess to try to get a vibe on like where that's going. And then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, whatever. Honestly, any of the three of them, Jess, Christy, or Nick going home, whatever. We don't care. As long as one of them goes home, we are fine.
All right, we'll gotta wait and see if that's how it pays off. But they won HOH. They're safe. So, and the fact that we know it's looking like Nicole or Cliff most likely winning this upcoming prankster co-HOH, then they're sitting on good street and they're kind of living off borrowed time. The fact that they were, you know, they know they were on the outs and they've won the last 3. Like Jackson said yesterday, you're guaranteed 7. That's pretty good in the game of Big Brother.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Holly also is going to make fun of Christy's campaign speech. she calls it a campaign speech. She's like, she's promising all these things, like saying that we know she's not true to her word. We know her word means nothing. It's the dumbest thing. Holly, it worked on you. What do you mean it was stupid? What do you mean it wasn't believable? You believed it. You kept her.
It didn't even come to a tie. Most of you kept her. Like, she 5-1 her way out of this. Sis went home. The person who did nothing went home. She definitely swindled y'all.
Oh boy. So that's the plan. But again, I think this plan is very tenuous because we do not know where things stand with this twist that, you know, for all we know, it looks like the feeds actually just came back.
Ooh.
And they were told about the prankster.
Oh,
this is breaking news, guys.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know how much they were told about it, but hopefully we can find out soon. Yeah. Because this matters. If they know about the prankster and how the prankster works, then that will change, I believe, the plan from Holly's point of view. She may go, she may decide against this, or probably will decide against this backdoor plan, because if she can't control one of the nominations, if the veto is used, then she can't trust that that Nick will be put on the block as a replacement nominee. So I would imagine that in this case, if she knows she only has one nominee, she's going to make sure it's Nick, to make sure that he just ends up on the block, period. But I don't know exactly how much they know yet. So
yeah,
Tully knows she has one nom, says Lone Ranger.
Oh, OK, well, there you go. That could very well be the case. Now, the interesting thing is that if it is Nicole or if it is Cliff, whether they end up colluding with Holly and tell her, and then they can try to like work together on this, then that would change things as well a little bit potentially. But I do think if she thinks she has control of one, she might be like, I just got to take my shot. I just got to put him up to guarantee that at least he's on the block because I don't control that one.
Yeah, if there's collusion and Nicole has it, then I'm willing to bet that Nicole tells Holly, I would rather not put Nick up on the block myself. And so Holly would probably do it and be that person. And then Nicole would put up somebody like Christy as the pawn. If they don't collude, like perhaps they're not allowed to say it. Nah, but they, because they were told it exists, even if they're not allowed to say it, they're probably going to say it without saying it. There's probably going to be collusion, especially because I have to imagine that most of them will assume that it's either Cliff or Nicole. Maybe they think it might be Tommy, but if it lands on Christy and Christy's the nomination, then they're not going to think it's Tommy. So I think there's going to be collusion. I think that ultimately what will probably happen is that Holly will decide, okay, I'll nominate Nick, Nicole or Cliff, you nominate Christy. Cliff would have less qualms, I think, about nominating Nick if that's what Holly wanted. But I think either way, the backdoor plan is probably not as solid as it was last night.
I would feel the same way as well, especially because Holly came into this week thinking, well, everyone knows I have one person. Who else should I put up? If she wakes up this morning and thinks, well, I don't want to like make other people mad at me, I don't want to ruin these social dynamics, then just put Nick up and I'm fine. And now someone else has to do the other side. That's good with me too. It's a win-win for me. We'll see.
Yes. And somebody was asking, is this true? Yes. Holly's dog is named Jackson. Yes.
Yeah. Not a coincidence.
That's not me trying to insult Jackson. I'm stating a fact.
Yeah.
She has a dog at home named Jackson.
And one in the Big Brother house named Jackson. Kidding. Jackson's a nice big boy.
It's funny again, like they continue to have this sort of passive aggressive back and forth where anytime Jackson tries to make a suggestion, he's like, and this is me not trying to push anything on you, being very respectful to women and you, and like not, I'm not interrupting you, am I? I'm not interrupting you. I'm just throwing a thing out there. It's completely your decision, and you, and then like she's like free. She's like, ah, oh, I'm so stressed about this, and I'm freaking out about it. And he's like, and look, I don't want to comfort you because you don't need comfort because you're a strong woman. But if you want me to, I can.
This is the Jackson after all the warnings, just tightroping his way through this game. There was a part last night where Holly was like, America's seeing what's going on and everything. You keep doing what you're doing. It was kind of like the good boy. Who's a good boy? You're a good boy version of their conversation. Like, you keep doing what you're doing. You're good. Just keep doing it.
Yes. He was talking to Holly about how Sis walked out to no, like barely any applause. And he was like, I don't think they liked her. She was so confident that she was a fan favorite. And I don't think they liked her very much. And they kind of just talked about like how Holly kept reassuring him, like, hey, America loves a comeback story. You know, they have been colluding for a while about like how to rehabilitate Jackson's image. And I've got to say, they've been more successful at that than in the game.
Yeah, definitely. It was really fun last night watching Christy talk about how, oh, Sis runs LA. Sis is just, she's probably famous. She got a million followers. I could see it. I could definitely see it. And just Nick, not so much trying, but Jackson really trying not to be the one to be like, no, like she's got nobody. Like she's not famous. And then, yeah, just the background. Then Nick saying stuff like, she's not famous, but she would have not done things that she's done in this house if she was famous. There's no way. And then them talking about influencers and the philosophy behind influencers and their age of popularity and all of that. But just Christy being so certain that Sis is famous and runs LA, and then Jackson be like, Sis in Jersey, probably famous, Christy. Not in LA. There's a lot of Sisses in LA. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's He did bring that up. She's gonna find out that she's not as special as she thinks she is.
So
it seems as though there are now some talks happening between Holly and Nick, Holly and Tommy, talking about potential nominations. I don't see anything solid yet, though. So again, I would assume that she just goes with Nick, but I have to imagine that she's concerned that and she says she is, that whoever America's prankster is might end up putting Jackson on the block next to her nominee. Right. So I don't think that changes much. I think that, again, she'd probably just be like, OK, then Nick is going to go up on the block next to whoever it is. But also, I imagine they'll find out soon who the prankster is, probably, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah,
we'll see.
This will just fortify that. Hey, if there's even a shot that Jackson goes up, I need to put Nick up, who was my clear target and someone that a lot of people would want out, just to make sure that that's the one. And then Jackson can go head to head and make it happen. A lot of them think it's the Hyde and Govito this week. There was a lot of speculation last night about that being the competition coming up around here. So.
Yeah. So it's definitely possible. I believe that Zingbot hosted Hyde and Govito last season. I think it also was, the Hide and Go Veto was after Slip and Slide last season. So, but it was around the same time.
Yeah.
So it would not surprise me at all if this was the Hide and Go Veto. Jackson said that, it's going to last all day because now everyone knows about defense is the best strategy.
Yeah, no, honestly, it does seem like a lot of them have talked about just burying them and reburying them and reburying them. So that's going to happen. And what better prank on the entire house than to make them deal with a house that's completely ruined after a Hide and Go Veto? So it kind of like tracks, I feel like.
So I will say one more thing. I think that if there is no collusion for whatever reason and Nicole or Cliff gets the power and they feel like they can get away with it anonymously, they might put up Tommy instead of Christy.
Yeah.
But that probably doesn't matter, because unless Nick wins the veto and then Christy goes up, that might matter a little bit. But we'll have to wait and see. There's still a lot that can happen depending on who gets the power and if there is collusion or not. You can find out about all of that by tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, when I am back to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 Prankster live feeds. So tune in for that. Make sure you find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I was live yesterday during the Sis and Jackson nonsense. And then after the HOH, we chatted for a while. Brent and Amon had joined me. We got deep, guys. So check out Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Where can people find you, Puya?
They can find me on all major platforms at Puyaism.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you tune in to the show on Sunday, the recap on Sunday, and then, of course, the updates, as I mentioned before. Thank you once again for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.